The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
And so the best that I can do is pray.
Luck be a lady. Come on, baby. Francis Albert, good morning from Joe Piscopo in the morning.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight.
Francis Albert from Guys and Dolls, owning it. As a matter of fact, I saw something, and I believe I tweeted it, from Frank Sinatra. You know, he's been gone almost over 20 years, but it's like when you look online, you can find Frank Sinatra memes that the Sinatra Enterprise, Charlie Pignon and Nancy and Tina, you know, and the old man's granddaughter AJ, you know, they keep the Sinatra name out there, which I absolutely, of course, love. And there was a meme of the old man singing that song, Luck Be a Lady, in one of those TV specials that he did. That was awesome. And every time I've been such a fan for years, so forgive me, but I think you are as well, you know. But when I watch the old man, I watch him perform, and I see the energy, and he's got a full band. He's got to be a 25, 27 piece orchestra behind him, you know, with the organ. Remember during the 60s, the late 60s, he kept that organ with the That's Life. They put that Hammond organ sound behind. That was Nelson Riddle that put that in. Fantastic. Fantastic. And then I watched the energy of the old man. And I will be a fan forever, you know. Not just because he's an Italian guy from Jersey, but I'm just saying. Hey, Joe on the radio. We got this. Simon Constable's going to join us this hour. Sheriff Sean Golden from Monmouth County. He's the sheriff of Monmouth County. We're going to see what's going on down there. And in Jersey, they're releasing prisoners. And, oh, well, they're low-level offenders. Well, they were going to be let out anyway. And New York's doing the same thing. What makes me a little suspect of that is that this is what the Democrats want to do. They want no prisoners in prison. I think, am I wrong here? I'm trying to follow the progressive socialist mind thought, you know, a train of thought. And releasing prisoners, I think, is what they like to do. So now they're taking advantage of this. It's like when you look at what Nancy Pelosi tried to put in that bill, and again, we have the stimulus package, right? But what she tried to put in it, I mean, your jaw just drops. Even then, what she did get in it was $25 million for the Kennedy Center. For the Kennedy Center. What is that? And why is that? Can you think? I'm for the life of me, how it went by. But they did it because there's a well-connected people. How could you be? This is what I understand about the politicians in Washington. You know, they know they have special interests. First of all, how do you get bought? How do you have somebody like a pharmaceutical guy come over to you? You know he's a lobbyist. First of all, how is it legal? I have no idea how it's legal, but it is legal. They go out to dinner with lobbyists. The lobbyists go, you know, it might be nice. We could do this. And they make it. And then they're best friends forever. And then they are owned. And you are owned. And you are a politician owned. You are a slave of big corporations. I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders, but it's very true what happens down there. And then they're loyal. When they vote, they don't care about you and me. They don't care. And what is really, I have to say this because I don't like to attack anybody. What the Democrats tried to do, and I have a feeling what you're going to see out of the House of Representatives now that the bill is going to go over there, is the special interest of the social progressives And you know what? I hate to say it. It's the Democratic Party now. And I don't want, and I, it's hard for me to say it because I was a lifelong Dem and I made the mistakes back then. You know, I voted who the heck I wanted to vote for. I voted for Ronald Reagan. I loved Ronald Reagan. I said, man, that guy's good. Remember I told you they invited me to the White House after I met him. It kind of really changed my political outlook, meeting the Gipper. This guy was great. And now, but now the Democrats, it's like they don't care. And when I dedicate most of my life at this point to reaching out to the at-risk communities throughout New Jersey, and I've had the privilege of working with the at-risk communities around the country, you know, different law enforcement organizations helping kids around the country, you know, and then that was the mantra of the Democratic Party. Then they abandoned the inner cities. They just totally left the inner cities. Never even thought about it. Then they start going after this president on border. You got to let everybody in. Open borders. This is what they have. But to be in the middle of this crisis, where all of our mortgages are due, where our rent is due, where now we're gonna have to come up with money to pay, where most of it's hand to mouth, and we're just starting to do good in the country. And yet the Democrats sneak in these bogus little pork packages. That's scary. And if that's not a reason to leave the party, I don't know what is. And again, I don't want, I really couch myself because I can't stand what people are mean and yelling at you anymore. I don't want to be mean. I don't even want to say mean things about Nancy Pelosi, but because she was always nice when I met her down there. She's always, this woman, when I say poison Pelosi like that, she really is. There's something wrong with her. Is she owned by George Soros in California? Is that what that is? Is that what it is? Because Soros wants to just ruin the country. We all know that. That's a fact. That's not saying anything bad. Why would they try to stick these things into the package like that? How could you, in your good conscience, that's what I'm asking you, do it? Can't figure it out. But fortunately, the Republicans prevailed. I can't believe I said that either, because I think the Republicans, I think they're all crazy, the Republicans and the Democrats. I don't even know what party to be a part of anymore, you know? But the Republicans stepped up, and you gotta credit Mitch McConnell for doing the job that he did down there. Every single senator voted for this. I guess they were afraid that they'd be on the record if they didn't vote for the stimulus package. They'd go back home and say, he didn't vote for it. So let's see what happens, because now, and when do the checks go out? You know what I mean? When do the checks go out? So, and by the way, and you're all in the middle of this. We're all in the middle of this corona thing. I want everybody just to settle down. We're going to get through this. It's going to go, we're on the right track. I like to see the president do his press conference. I think Vice President Pence is doing a great job. And I'm warming up to Dr. Fauci, you know. And how great is Dr. Birx? There's a great team there. It's like, and the president is leading the way. I appreciate more than ever now Andrew Cuomo, the way he's been stepping up, even though a lot of his facts are wrong, even though he's sincere, even though the word that was used, oh, I wish I could remember the caller who used the word grandstand, but you need that now. Gavin Newsom as well, they're Democrats. We disagree with them all politically, but it's good that they stepped up and we're all going to get through this, and we will get through this. And you know what's so wild? It's going to be sooner than later, we're going to look back. Remember that? Remember that coronavirus thing, man? Remember that in the home? Oh, remember that time I was going to kill you? I swear to God, you were driving me crazy in the house. It's going to be like that. You know, so we'll get through it. It's going to be okay. And before you know it, we'll be running around very, very busy. Although there are cases, a lot of cases that are popping up. And like we were talking about, it's not the death knell if you get it. And what people don't understand is when they say, oh, coronavirus, and they put that music on the news, dun, 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 coronavirus, the cases have risen beyond what we expected more than ever. It peaked less. You know what? Stop with the drama and just say, if you get 80% plus of the people with coronavirus, they don't even know they have it, and it goes away, and it's like a mild flu, okay? Just so you know. All right. Then there's the severe that you got to worry about. And you really, what you have to worry about, what I talked about, and it was nice after we talked about it on the morning show, I saw Governor Cuomo finally address it. It's that critical. It's those critical folks that turn critical when they're older or they have underlying health conditions and they get the coronavirus. And then they are the ones that we should address first. So it was nice to say, I'm telling you, you see, when you call me and you call on the phone and you let me know your idea, I know people, they don't, it's not just this show. I don't want to lack humility, but they listen to the radio. They sample these shows. I'm telling you. And they go, hey, let's see what happens. What's the public feeling? And on a radio show, with the beauty of radio, there's no filter. And you just can call and say what the heck you want, and people, and you will get your point across to the powers that be. And so this is the mantra. I'll go to the guys in a second, but I want to really, really drive this home, because when we drive things home on this radio program, and I say that with respect to my bosses, Mr. Crowley, Mr. Boyce, and certainly Mr. Atzinger and Mr. Santrella and all the good folks over at Salem, they allow me to say it. China should pay for this. Communist China should pay for this. Right now, and Rich from Clifton called, and he's right. I think we could depend on this president. I think we could depend on President Trump, whether you like him or not. He's the only guy. If Joe Biden or the Democrats get in, they're going to play ball with China the way we have for the last forever years. Right. Ever since President Nixon opened up. And I thought that was great when President Nixon, he went to China. It was just like for politics. Maybe he went. But I thought that was great when President Nixon went there. But we gave away the store. It's got to stop. And it's got to stop right now. We got to start manufacturing here. The president touched on it. Peter Navarro is working harder than ever within the administration, bringing the manufacturing back. Now it's a responsibility. I wonder if we could declare a national emergency. I wonder if the president is allowed to do that, you know? I wonder if he could say, okay, national emergency, we have to make the drugs in America because now they're threatening not to send our drugs to us. I wonder if that's the way to do it. National emergency, just America first, close down our borders just for a couple years. Say, look, we apologize that we have to be this severe, but this virus has scared us. Now is the time to move. Now is the time to bring everything home. And then when we owe, and Frankie just said we owe $1 trillion to the Chinese because we always borrow their money, we're going to borrow for them to pay this $2 trillion stimulus package. They should forgive all debt for the negligence and the irresponsibility and the reprehensible behavior of what they did in China. And it's, you know what? And if that sounds racist, that's your problem, not mine. It's the communists. And I feel bad for the poor Chinese people in China. They're a beautiful people. The communists don't care. They should pay for it. Let's start that mantra on this radio show. Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Let me go to Joseph in the Bronx, and I'm going to go to the guys. And we got Simon Constable coming up shortly. Hey, Joseph, what's on your mind this morning, man?
Hey, good morning. Concerning the debt to the Chinese, yes, it is about $1 trillion. But when you look at the total debt that the Treasury Department issues in terms of Treasury bonds and notes, it's $23 trillion when our GDP is only about $20 trillion. Now, yeah. one of the biggest reasons why that debt is as large as it is, there are other reasons too, but is military spending. We have a $1 trillion Pentagon budget. Yeah. Yeah. The so-called war on terror, many of those wars against Syria, Iraq, they had nothing to do with 9/11, but we were spending trillions of dollars on them. Now, yep. That's a direct consequence of the neoconservative foreign policy that was advanced primarily by the Republican Party, not the Democrats. So they're complicit in this mess, too. Now, with regard to bringing our manufacturing back to the United States, the only way that's going to happen is if we eliminate the corporate income tax and don't tax corporations. There's no other way we're going to attract that industry.
Yeah, I don't,
there's no other way we're going to attract it back.
Joseph, you're right on the money. Thank you very much. Good points you make. First of all, on the defense, see, I am a hawk. I am a chicken hawk because I never had the privilege to serve. But I believe you need your defense. You can't build up our defense enough, in my opinion. Give the military whatever they need. And it was falling apart before President Trump got in there. But you're right. The Republicans always do it. The fact is, you got to, when you listen to Frankie Five Burrows or listen to Tucker Carlson, they say, what are we doing in Afghanistan still? What are we doing? Let's get out of there. In Iraq, I don't have an argument for you. I wish I had an argument for you. I don't know. I like to say no soldier died in vain. We went in. We got rid of Saddam Hussein. That's the one thing. I don't get into it because I don't want to be negative. But it's like, my goodness gracious, what were we doing in Iraq in the first place? I have no idea. Why were we spending that money? I have no idea. So your point is well taken there. But you know what? Joseph is right. That when you bring the companies back, you got to give them tax breaks. And I don't want to hear people complain about it. Just get them back in the country to manufacture drugs and everything that China is making now. Joe on the radio, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're into it, baby. We got it. Simon Constable is going to join us. And Sheriff Sean Golden as well. Arthur Idala, James Rosen. Look at it. Where, Dr. Rock Positano. Debbie, come on. Where are you going to find radio like
best.
This anywhere else?
The come best. On. The best. Come on. The best.
And then
yeah.
Debbie Duhame on the road. Are you kidding me? Oh. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning to you, Joe. Thanks a lot. And to everybody out there, I know we have a lot of emergency workers getting to and from work and a lot of nurses, doctors, police officers. Thank you so much for going to work and taking care of all of us. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. 17th southbound at Crescent Ave into Ramsey. Everything closed there with a serious accident. Looks like an ongoing investigation there. So definitely steer clear of that on 17. Seeing delays now as well. Garden State Parkway exiting at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center with that coronavirus testing site open over there. And watch for slowdowns on the FDR Drive North in the 60s. It's an accident blocking the left lane. Remember, LIRR office is closed. Use the ticket machine or the MTA app. Metro North cashless. Again, you'll have to use the app or the ticket machine there as well. Sun today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Mike Gallagher agrees with the president's response.
I mean, I come to work now with a sense of responsibility of giving you facts, arming you with knowledge. This virus is real. Social distancing is real. Keeping away from one another until we can flatten the curve matters. Numbers are increasing. There will be more deaths.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Cheesecake Factory is not paying rent to its landlords for the month of April because its business has been disrupted by the coronavirus. 27 of its 294 North American restaurants are temporarily closed. The rest are providing just takeout and delivery. Nordstrom is extending its store closures through April 5th. It's paying employees through that date, but after April 5th, Nordstrom plans to furlough some workers for 6 weeks. This morning, the Labor Department releases the number of unemployment claims last week. Widespread business closures because of the virus are expected to result in a dramatic increase. The Dow gained 495 yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 33. The S&P up 28. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Did you resolve to get organized in the new year? Lowe's to the rescue. Because we'll help you get started, and we'll also help you store and save during our winter reorg event. Now get up to 25% off select storage and organization essentials, like a Commander 27-gallon tote for just $7.98. Plus, save up to $30 off Closet Made or Rubbermaid closet kits. Whatever you need to put everything in its place, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1/15, U.S. only.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Simon Constable standing by. I want to tell you about Empress Ambulance Service if I can. You know, I love local-based family-owned businesses. You know I do, right? Well, the Minerva family has been taking care of your family throughout Westchester and the Bronx for 30 years. Based in Yonkers, Empress Ambulance Service is one of the premier providers of both emergency and non-emergency medical transport in New York State. You know when you gotta get somebody to a hospital or to a nursing home or something like that? You want to call Empress because you could do it in the best way possible, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. They're highly skilled men and women, highly trained. Empress Ambulance Service, they work 24 hours a day, please, every day of the year to respond at a moment's notice if indeed you have a medical emergency, God forbid. Empress has numerous partners in healthcare with all the major hospital networks throughout Westchester and the Bronx, and they serve correctional institutions and private care facilities as well. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, your community deserves the best. Inquire, please, about the expertise and long history of Empress Ambulance Service, Empress EMS. You can call at 914-965-5040. Remember, always please dial 911 when you need immediate assistance. But for Empress, go to, please, EmpressEMS.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Simon Constable is the financial commentator and author of the book, The Wall Street Journal Guide to the 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter, from Big Macs to Zombie Banks, the indicators smart investors watch to beat the market. Hey, Simon, so nice of you to join us this early morning. How you holding up through this whole thing, my friend?
I feel quite privileged. Like anyone who reads the news, I see really scary things on the news, and I have a roof over my head. I have my loved ones are safe. What more could one want? Food on the table. You know, it's all there. So it really brings home what important priorities are at times like these. I hope your family and your loved ones are safe, Joe.
You're very, very kind. Thank you, Simon. All is really, really well. And in some strange way, Simon, I feel we've talked a number of times. I feel that I know you well enough to tell you. It's good to decompress a little bit after all the craziness. You know, if you could get that in that mindset where we could just step back a little bit, it might just be healthy for us. Yes?
Yes, it might be. It's hard when you're reading the headlines that
exactly.
We're reading all the time. But yes. But if you can sort of ration oneself to only a little bit of news, you know, hard news a day, like we used to do in the good old days when there was only one, you know, broadcast a day for sort of lengthy news, which would be the evening news that would, you know, come on the terrestrial networks, and then the rest of it would not be news. And I think there may be some benefit to that for some people, because consuming that all the time, all day, stuck at home will not be good for people's mental health. Other things will be good.
Simon, God bless you for saying that, brother. That right on the money. Simon Constable making some extreme sense, because I do. I'm guilty of that. I will watch every second of every news show possible, and they always sensationalize it, so you're going to run into trouble. Hey, Simon, but the economy-wise, after spending this money, it'll take – when do you think we'll be back? When do you think the stock market will indeed jump in America?
That's very hard to say. based on history, we've seen these things turn around within a year. So from before a crisis to after a crisis, we've seen these things turn around relatively quickly. However, that's based on events where we didn't have people being told across the country, any country, to stay at home. So in the UK now, there is an order for everybody to not go to work, work from home, go out merely for, you know, very basic things, to get food, once a day exercise, social distancing. I know there's a patchwork quilt of jurisdictions in America, so it's very hard to have that sort of mandate in America, but many places are saying stay at home and do very, very similar things. So we haven't had that. But there is one example that I studied in the past of a massive switch in the economy. And that happened, and most people won't even know this from history because it's a mere blip now. It wasn't then. In 1946, President Truman, the new President Truman, had this huge problem. He had to switch the entire American economy from making tanks and warplanes and machine guns and all of the things you need to go to war, turn it into a domestic consumer economy. And that meant massive disruption. So the government canceled their contracts with General Motors because they didn't need anything from General Motors anymore. They weren't fighting the war. America, with its allies, had won the war. Okay, so 120,000 GM workers were laid off in a month, right? Just like that, gone.
Wow.
And you had hundreds of thousands of soldiers turning up back in the U.S. saying, hey, I want a job, I want a home, I want to get married. What's going on? You know, quite rightly, they'd been to war. You know, some of them had been in battle, some of them hadn't, a major disruption. But very quickly, and this is what this American can-do attitude is something that should be infectious, by the way, the amazing optimism of Americans. We've got to stay optimistic. It's hard now, I know. But they managed to turn the economy around. And what followed was, you know, the late 40s and then into the 50s was generally seen as one of America's golden ages. In fact, the world's golden ages.
Yeah.
There wasn't a world war, which was great. Obviously, there was the Korean War, which was not a great thing. And then there was a Vietnam War. But we did have this amazing time of economic growth. A man could, and this was a different time, man could go to work and look after a family on his own wages. You know, it's something it's laughable now. It's just like, no, everybody needs to work now. But that switch around of the economy, and we're seeing that now the specifics are different. Okay, we're not fighting a war now. We're fighting a virus. But the economy is having to switch. And in many ways, if you think about Truman shutting down the military side of things, basically, you know, the extra production, and then saying, okay, switch back to something else. We're saying, Stop what you're doing now. We can't have retail shops open, but for the most part, but we need ventilators. So switch to ventilators, make hand sanitizer, make masks, make all of these things. And that's what's happening. And then I think that's going to switch back again when we get this under control. Now, this is a very scary time and people are apt to panic, but the instructions being given aren't the most terrible things in the world. Stay home. Right?
Yeah.
Read a book, perhaps. I know a lot of people say books are boring, but there are a lot of books out there. There's got to be something that appeals to everybody. Right?
Yeah.
And there's more books out there that will appeal.
Simon, we can read your book. No, we can read your book, The Wall Street Journal Guide.
Don't read my book. Read a novel. Read a fantasy novel or something. Right.
Hey, Simon, thanks for your kind. No, I wanted you because we always appreciate being on the show. I got to give you a plug, man. The Wall Street Journal Guide to 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter. But so in the UK, it's like it is over here in America. It's just shut down. The whole country shut down. Is that what you say? Do we speak to you? Are you speaking from London, Simon?
No, I'm speaking from Edinburgh in Scotland, which is the capital of Scotland.
Sure.
And get this. People have been told socially distance, 2 meters apart, unless you live with somebody. If you live with somebody, you can hang out with them because you're already hanging out with them. But no groups of more than two people anywhere, unless it's a family group who are already living together. And basically stick to those rules. Well, guess what? A lot of people aren't, which is really crazy. I mean, some people are behaving like idiots.
I know.
I talk to my uncle, who this is a very interesting story. I thought he told me this. I talked to my uncle the other day, and he was saying that Samuel Johnson, during the Great Plague of 1665, wrote about how young people were just misbehaving and not following the rules that were being set down by the government. So that's 300 years ago, and it hasn't changed a bit.
Hey, so what happened? Now, Prince Charles went over to Scotland. He's got the coronavirus. Do we know anything? Did the Queen get affected by that at all? Do you know, Simon?
I have not heard any news for that. That would be a huge event here because she is the head of state. She's the head of the armed services.
Sure,
she's the head of a lot of things.
Yeah.
I realize that's a nominal thing, but it's a very she's very well loved in most of the country.
Around the world,
she is safe. She will get the best care. Yes, she's loved around the world. And Prince Charles one obviously hopes he's well too. He will get the best care possible. And I'm hoping that, you know, everything's fine for everybody. One other thing I did hear was apparently drinking lots of vitamin C, I should say. Sorry.
Yeah.
Slipping into my
vitamin. Vitamin, I love it.
drink, get the fizzy tablets, drink it.
Yeah.
Anyway, right?
Anyway.
But Simon, help your immunity, fight it off.
Yeah. Hey, Simon, before we let you go, just to lean on your financial prowess, in the long run, do you expect China to bear any sort of responsibility for their role in this whole thing, sir?
I would doubt it. I mean, who knows, right? First of all, who knows? Because it's China and, you know, it's a communist country, but they haven't shown much responsibility in the run up to when they had during the initial outbreak. Mm-hmm. Basically, it seems like the whistleblower was killed or he was left to die. So, obviously, whistleblowers generally are not treated very well in any country, but this is a health worker saying we've got a health problem. That's his job. Right. If a health worker came to you and said, "Joe, you got to stay home,"
he
would be doing his job or she. And that's right. So I don't know that they will. I think we got to look past that. There's plenty. There'll be plenty of blame to go around when this is all over. But I think we're all going to breathe a sigh of relief, and we're going to remember what we're grateful for. Being alive, having food on the table, having Joe on the radio, obviously.
Right? Simon, man, you are great, and thank you. And that what resonated, you're very, very kind, and we love everything Britain, everything certainly, and you're over there in Scotland. We send our love and our respect. But to say the American ingenuity, the American optimism, we appreciate that very much because, really, that is shining over here, and we have such love and respect for our British family. So we thank you for joining us this morning, my friend. Please come back soon, Simon, and be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Simon Constable right there. By the way, I will plug the book because he's a good guy. The Wall Street Journal Guide to 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter from Simon Constable. A great reporter and a nice guy speaking to us from Scotland. 7:37 with Joe on the radio. Sheriff Sean Golden's going to join us momentarily. Right now, Big Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees. It's 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden criticizing a state order to release inmates serving time for low-level crimes. Attorney General Gerber Graywall directed counties to release inmates to help ease the threat of a coronavirus outbreak in the state's prison system. Golden wrote on Facebook he thinks it's absurd to release inmates convicted of sex offenses or assault on law enforcement officers. Sheriff Golden will join Joe Biscobo to talk about this in just a couple of minutes. Lyft is offering free city bike memberships for essential workers in New York City. Medical professionals and transit workers are among those eligible for a free one-month membership that they can sign up for through their employers. Bikes will be disinfected by city bike staffers once docked near hospitals. In sports, on what would have been opening day, Yankees, Mets, and Major League Baseball dealing with the coronavirus. ESPN reports Major League Baseball is working with teams in the union to advance a portion of player salaries. Major League Baseball also wants all non-player employees to be paid through at least April. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
morning to you, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening right now as you take a ride. It looks like you're going to be moving along okay as you head out to the area of the Garden State Parkway, but do watch for a delay here on 17. 17 southbound remains closed in Ramsey. It's all due to a serious accident here on 17 south in Ramsey. Also heading over to the FDR Drive, you're kind of busy northbound FDR Drive up through the 60s with an accident. Again, thank you to our essential workers for being out there, traveling around to help all of us out. Let's go out to the Sawmill. The Sawmill southbound right at 287. It's an accident blocking one lane over there. We're seeing some construction on Route 80 this morning. 80 eastbound. Watch for construction getting out toward exit 19 and Alamuchi as well. Remember, if you're going to be heading over to the LIRR, you'll have to use the ticket machine or the MTA app, Metro North ticket machine or app as well. MTA buses reduced schedule as well. Sunny today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame.
Yes, with a girl. Yeah, she is. Thanks, Debbie. Hey, Joe on the radio, 7:39 right now. So did you take your Balance of Nature? Balance of Nature, if you take a daily dose of Balance of Nature, okay, you get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you going to eat 31 different fruits and vegetables? Even in the morning as I scrambled out to get to the radio show, I always say, well, I'll get strawberries because I like strawberries. Raspberries, I love raspberries. Those are antioxidants. I should have an orange, nothing. I never have anything, and I should, and I don't. So what I do is I take the Balance of Nature. Balance, and all of those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's what Balance of Nature is. In a vegetarian capsule, by the way. And when you take that, they are antioxidants to fight off the free radicals in your body. You will build up your immune system. I've been telling you that for years. So now is the time to try it, because with all the things that are going on around the world, and it's not just this virus now, it's always, there's always something. There's a flu, there's just in the air, the pollutants in the air. Oh yeah, how about allergies? The scratchy throat, you need to fight all that. The only way to do it is to build up your immune system. Well, Joe, how do you build up your immune system? You know what? You have to have fruits and vegetables. You have to have whole food, natural food, plants and vegetables. And that's exactly what Balance of Nature is. Fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. And now you can get 35% off. So don't you think maybe now today, I'm just saying, respectfully, maybe you should try. And you get free shipping, by the way. Free shipping, 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You want to call? You know the number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You hear about Balance of Nature not only on this radio show. I know you cheat a little bit and you go to other radio shows. That's okay. I know you're out there, but you hear it. You hear Balance of Nature. Oh, there's a reason why you hear Balance of Nature everywhere. You know why? Because it works. And I want it to work for you. And now we can offer you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines, too, and they deserve all of our respect.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Sheriff Sean Golden is standing by. I want to tell you the service that Michaels of Brooklyn is providing you during these crazy times. You can order something and pick it up at Michaels of Brooklyn. How about that? They are taking orders for pickup. Boom! Fred, Johnny, Michael, we love you. We love the family at Michael's of Brooklyn. And Avenue R. Nostrand right there, by the way, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. According to the Food Network, this is an impossible title to get. Michael's of Brooklyn got it because they are that good. The cuisine is stellar. Now, we talked about it. We talked with Mary, our sales gal, who got us over to Michael's of Brooklyn, talked to Fred, talked to Johnny, and to Marianne, and to Michael. They said, you know what, we are taking orders for pickup. That you're not going to hear from any other five-star restaurant that does that. Michael's of Brooklyn is doing it. You want the, and by the way, how great would that be if you're kind of cooped up in the city somewhere, and you know what, and you want to pick up an order? Here's the number for Michael's of Brooklyn, and you take home Michael's of Brooklyn to your family? Come on, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What a great impression that'll make. That's like a Sunday meal right there. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. We have immense respect and love for Michael's of Brooklyn and the Cacace family. They've been great. They are so, it's so important to have Michael's of Brooklyn right there in Brooklyn, New York. And then as you're listening around the country, and I always tell you this, and thank you for your kind correspondence from all around the country, listening on AM970TheAnswer.com. You hear me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to go to the supermarket. You can wear your gloves, wear your mask. But when you go to the shelves that has all those gravies, all the sauce, you take home Michael's of Brooklyn. Brooklyn in a jar right there. Best sauce anywhere. In the meantime, you can call for pickup from Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
It's Joe on the radio. We appreciate you listening indeed all around the country. We are live and local out of New York. 50,000 watts screaming out of New York City at Wall Street. And I know this, our signal goes way down the shore to Monmouth County, New Jersey. So we appreciate one of the great sheriffs, he's such a great law enforcement individual, Sean Golden. Everybody knows Sean Golden. He's kind enough to check in. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you with us.
Hey, Joe, good morning. Great to be with you. Thank you.
You know what? Grace of God, we're holding. I know it's only a matter of time. And may I ask, before I talk about some other things that are happening in New Jersey, Sheriff, how's it going in Monmouth County down there?
Yeah, listen, we're seeing, I think we have the third highest rate in the state. You know, Bergen County obviously is top up there. And, you know, we don't want that distinction. We have a lot of good cooperation from our residents. Our cases continue to increase. Unfortunately, we had some other, couple more deaths last night. But listen, everybody's pitching in, Joe. You know, it's amazing to see the spirit, the American spirit rise, right? I mean, you have to see the amount of businesses that are stepping up, delivering food to the nurses and the first responders and you know, all of the businesses are struggling, and they're still donating to our healthcare professionals at the hospitals. And it really is, it's a true spirit, truly amazing. And everybody's coming together in the community. So we're doing okay. The drive-through testing center at the PNC Arts Center, as you know, similar to the one in Bergen, they're lined up. They were lined up. I was there yesterday, today they're lined up. We're only doing about 250 cars through there a day. When I tell you it's over in about an hour from 8 to 9, that's about all the testing that we can do in capacity at the drive-thru. So I know the state and FEMA are working on it in terms of capacity, but there's other centers that have opened up. So again, through the spirit of community, we've had local urgent care centers pop up, get permission, and are able to do some drive-thru testing as well. And some of the counties have stood up their own. So everybody is all in doing the work, you know, to level this off. And then, you know, let's get back to normal.
Hey, Sean, you know, what's interesting, Sheriff, is when you're down there, and this is the problem we have in Jersey, is they go to Governor Cuomo, you know. Governor Cuomo virtually has his own TV network now, you know, because it's like Fox and CNN, you know, and God bless him because he's doing a great job in that regard. But when Governor Murphy goes on, it's like always an afterthought. How are you getting the word out? Although Governor Murphy's doing a good job as well. But I mean,
the governor's been doing a good job communicating with the residents. If you do watch his press conference, I mean, in the modern day and age, we're using social media. I mean, everybody.
There you go. There you go.
We've been fielding a lot of questions on social media. You can see that because our sheriff's, Monmouth County Sheriff's Office, Facebook and Twitter have just increased in numbers, because people want to tune in and
yes.
they want to get the yes. Information. They want to have information on, what's happening at the hospitals, how many people we have positive, and also the drive-through testing center and everything else. So, yesterday we did have a large press conference here in the county announcing our donation center, because as you know, and you're right on the forefront of all the media paying attention, the PPE gear, personal protective gear for our healthcare and our first responders is not there. There's a high demand for it. And so we took to the airways yesterday and said, hey, listen, we need our private partners and corporations and organizations to pitch in and help us. And so they've been donating along the way here. We run a donation center at our local park. It's 8 to 4 every day, and you can go up, roll up, donate masks, gloves, all the N95 masks, the hand sanitizer, the wipes. And let me say something about the wipes, Joe, because you appreciate this. And I made a call to our friend, Eric Casaberry, as you know, the franchisee's Retros, called him up the other day. And immediately, I have to say, I got a phone call back from Andrew Alfano, the CEO, who then put a word out to the Retros in Monmouth County saying, hey, they're looking for sanitizer wipes from the gym. And, as Andrew said on the phone, hey, what we have, you'll have. And they really did a tremendous job. But it's that kind of spirit, Joe, where we have a lot of cooperation. The Home Depot, the Lowe's, everybody, pitching in to help our first responders and our healthcare providers here.
This is great. And Andrew Alfano's a great guy, heading Retro Fitness. And that is so great. Sheriff.
He's been awesome. But listen, I want to turn the attention, though, underneath all this. And know how I am in law enforcement and public safety for 28 years, Joe.
Yes, sir.
We had to release the inmates. They're releasing inmates here. And it's something that's being done under the cover of this virus. And quite frankly, it's a disgrace what's going on the agenda, if you will, to release some of these inmates under the cover of virus protection in our jails. So, to date, we have no viruses in our jail, but the state has decided to release over 1,000 inmates from county jails, and some of them, of which our prosecutor, and I got to tip my hat off to him as well for contesting and filing motions to try to keep some of these in. Mm-hmm. We have one child endangerment. We have another one, failure to register as a sex offender. We have another one on the list, assault and resisting arrest on police officers and a police dog, cost an officer his career with the injury. So, these things are disgusting. I don't even know why these inmates were on the list to begin with, but they are. The prosecutor is trying to fight it, but it is really, as much as I see a lot of good, I'm also seeing this underlying of what is a disgrace to push an agenda by certain groups.
Yeah, Sheriff Sean Golden, you speak the truth, and thanks for bringing that up, because why and we'll let you go, Sheriff, because I know how busy you are, but why don't the folks in charge ever turn to, when it comes to law and order, why don't they just turn to the law and order officials like yourself?
Joe, if I tell you how rapid this occurred with the filing with the Supreme Court from various groups like public defenders and the ACLU, without consultation of any of the sheriffs or chiefs.
Exactly.
And then they
exactly.
made this motion over the weekend, right? And by the way, Joe, there's no plan for what to do with these 1,000-plus when this is all over. Some may be commuted, meaning probably time served. Others maybe will be switched over to parole. Others will maybe have to come back. They didn't know there was no plan. But rest assured, if they have to come back, particularly these cases,
yes, sir.
We're going to put them on the top of Monmouth County Sheriff's Office list, and we're going to get them back.
Sheriff Sean Golden doing a magnificent job down there in Monmouth County. Sheriff, thanks so much for joining us. You got the airwaves anytime you need them, Sean. God bless you. Godspeed.
Thanks for getting the word out, Joe. Really appreciate it. Stay healthy.
Anytime. And thank you for your service, Sheriff Sean Golden, Monmouth County Sheriff. Great guy, Deb. 752 mm-hmm. with Piscopo on the radio. Debbie's looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning to you, Joe. As Sheriff Golden mentioned, we are seeing volume here already at the PNC Bank Art Center for the coronavirus testing site over there. So do expect some exiting volume from the Garden State Parkway at 116 into PNC. Let's go to 17 South. It's closed still at Crescent Ave in Ramsey. It's all due to a pretty serious accident there. Ongoing activity. And watch for slowdown southbound Van Wyck getting into Hillside Avenue with a collision blocking one lane. Sawmill South at 287 accident as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
You're planning a wedding or engagement party. Finding the picture-perfect venue for the big day can be overwhelming. Why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht, not in your budget? How about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo telling you about Fran's Touch of Class. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or franstouchofclass.com.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com. Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
So, Joe, on the radio telling you about InviteHealth.com, you know, for 20 years they have offered super premium quality supplements and free access to degreed healthcare professionals. Now they have combined the power of a superior topical with full-spectrum hemp extract with cannabidiol to create their new soothing hemp cream with menthol. I'm telling you, I'm so happy to have the airwaves to be able to tell you something nice, especially during these times. Because you know what? I go on the bike ride. You look at me. I got on the bike and I'm trying to, I'm working out. You know, I'll go down the basement or something and I'll do push-ups and then I'll do curls, you know, with the biceps. And I can feel my shoulder, Nick. And I go, I know when I'm pushing myself. I have to tell you this. This is what I did. I took the InviteHealth.com, this hemp cream. By the way, they offer a collection of premium quality full spectrum hemp extract products that are U.S. grown and seed to shelf certified. So I got the soothing hemp cream with the menthol, the pain goes away. Again, this is not a clinical statement. It's what works for me. I think it will work for you. And now you get 50% off retail on your first order. Buy two, get free shipping. You can call Invite Health 800-789-1125. Say, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? It's 1-800-789-1125. But you may want to go to invitehealth.com, just like that. If you use my code Joe, J-O-E, 50% off retail on your first order of soothing hemp cream with menthol. Invitehealth.com. The promo code is Joe. Hey, Joe Lumberg, Joey, how you doing today? All well with you and your
doing
life there, Joseph?
Today, how you doing?
Good. I'm great. I got it back on the bike now because I've had the time and I put my Invite Health soothing hemp cream on and I feel great. How we doing weather wise for the day, Joey?
Good day for a bike ride. Not necessarily a good day for allergies. The allergy report today is brought to you by Balance of Nature, and it's moderate today. So be a little careful out there. For those of you who are allergy sufferers, you might feel a little bit today. But other than that, sunshine will be in the mid-50s or better today. Get a little bit of rain late tonight, early tomorrow. Back to some sun near 60 tomorrow, and then cooler with some rain moving in on Saturday. That'll last into a part of Sunday.
There's the man, Joe Lumberg, right there. Arthur Idala, live on the radio. James Rosen with Frankie, with Al, with Debbie, with Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York Rangers veteran goalie Henrik Lundqvist is doing his part to help out during the coronavirus pandemic. The man known to fans as the King announced he and his wife, Therese, will donate $100,000 to the food bank for New York City. The donation will serve approximately 68,000 meals to 8,000 children and their families. The NHL suspended its season back on March 12th in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Until this year, only the Second World War forced the cancellation of the popular Tour of Somerville, but the COVID-19 outbreak has forced organizers to cancel the event, which is the oldest competitive bicycle race in the United States. Organizers say public health their top priority. This would have been the race's 80th anniversary. The New York Cannabis Growers and Processors Association wants marijuana legalized. The group is using the economic effects of the pandemic as an example of how they say it could help the job market. A legalized proposal debated last year did not garner enough support. And a Long Island animal shelter is seeking families to adopt and foster pets. The town of Brookhaven Animal Shelter and Adoption Center is hoping to get more dogs out of their facility in order to reduce staff. It is part of their response to the coronavirus pandemic. Those interested can fill out an online application. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.